March 11, 1928 Difference between Jesus and the Virgin. How the whole hidden life of Jesus in Nazareth was the recall of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. How the human will is the fount of good or of evil. I was thinking about what was the difference that passed between the Holy Virgin and my lovable Jesus, since in both of them the divine volition had its life, its full dominion, its kingdom. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, between myself and the celestial queen, one was the will that animated us, one the life. However, between she and I passed this difference, between a house which is such that the sun enters into it from all sides, in a way that the light invests it, dominates it, and there is not one part of this house in which the light does not act as queen, and therefore it is prey to the light, receives always light, and grows under the influence of the light, and another house which possesses the sphere of the sun within itself, therefore it does not receive the source of the light from outside, but possesses it inside. Is there not difference between one and the other? Now, this is the difference that passes between me and my mama. She is the house invested by the light, she gave herself prey to it, and the sun of my will kept giving to her, always. It nourished her with light, and she grew within the endless rays of the eternal sun of my fiat. On the other hand, my humanity possessed within itself the sphere of the divine sun, its source which always arises without ever decreasing. And the sovereign queen drew from me the light which gave her life and the glory of queen of light, because one who possesses a good can be called queen of that good. After this, I was following my divine fiat, doing my round in it. And as I arrived at the home of Nazareth in which my lovable Jesus had conducted his hidden life, in order to follow his acts, I was saying to him, "My love, there is no act you do in which my I love you does not follow you, to ask you, by means of your acts, for the kingdom of your will. My I love you follows you everywhere, in the steps you take, in the words you speak, in the wood you hammer. And while you hammer the wood, you hammer the human will, that it may be undone, and your divine will may rise again in the midst of creatures. My I love you flows in the water you drink, in the food you take, in the air you breathe, in the rivers of love that pass between you and your mama and Saint Joseph, in the prayers you do, in your ardent heartbeat, in the sleep you take. Oh! How I wish to be near you, to whisper to your ear, 'I love you, I love you.' Oh please, let your kingdom come. Now, while I would have wanted my I love you to form a circle around all the acts of Jesus, he moved in my interior and told me, 'My daughter, all of my hidden life, and such a long one, was nothing other than the recall of the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. I wanted to radio within myself all the acts which creatures were to do in it, to then hold them out to them. And I wanted to do this together with my mama, I wanted her always together with me in my hidden life, in order to form this kingdom. Two people had destroyed this kingdom of my divine fiat, Adam and Eve. And two more, myself and the heart of the sovereign queen, were to radio it. So, first I took care of the kingdom of my divine will, because the human will had been the first to offend mine by withdrawing from it. All other offenses came in the second degree, as the consequence of the first act. It is the human will that is the life or the death of the creature, her happiness or her tyranny and misfortune into which she hurls herself. Her good angel that leads her to heaven, or the one who, transforming into a demon, hurls her into hell. All evil is in the will, as well as all good, because the will is like the fount of life placed in the creature, which can spring joys, happiness, sanctity, peace, virtue, or spurts from itself little fountains of troubles, of miseries, of sins, of wars, which destroy all goods. Therefore, first I took care of the kingdom of my will in this hidden life, for as long as 30 years. And then, with my short public life, just 3 years, I took care of redemption. And while informing the kingdom of my divine fiat, I had the celestial mama always near me, In my public life I did without her presence, at least corporally, because for the kingdom of my fiat I constituted myself king, and the virgin, queen, in order to be, I first, and then she, the foundation of the kingdom which had been destroyed by the human will. See, then, how the kingdom of my divine will, by necessity, by reason, and as a result, was formed with my coming upon earth in the first order? Nor could I have formed the redemption had I not satisfied my celestial Father for the first offensive act which the creature had done against him. Therefore, the kingdom of my will is formed, there is nothing left but to make it known. And this is why I do nothing but follow with you, and hold out to you, my acts which I did in order to form it, accompanying your acts so that the foundation of mine may flow in them. I am on guard so that your will may have no life, and so that mine may be free. In sum, I am acting as with a second mother of mine, recalling all the acts done together with the Virgin, in order to deposit them in you. Therefore, be attentive to follow my will in everything. May everything be for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of His most holy will.